This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda seeking a vote of confidence today. Chief Minister of Bagmati Province Saligram Jamkatil sworn in. And at least 17 people dead in anti-government protest in southern Peru. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is seeking a vote of confidence in the parliament today. The 68-year-old Maoist centre leader was sworn in as the Prime Minister for the third time on December 26. Prachanda was appointed as Prime Minister with the support of 169 parliamentarians, including CPN-UML, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rashtriya Samajwadi Party, Janamat Party, Nagarik Unmukti Party and three independent lawmakers as per Article 76(2) of the Constitution. Prachanda needs 138 votes in the 275-member parliament to continue his term as the Prime Minister. The Nepali Congress, the largest political party in parliament, has decided to give a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Prachanda. Similarly, CPN Unified Socialist and Loktantrik Samajwadi Party have decided to give a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Prachanda. The meeting of the federal parliament is underway at New Baneswar, Kathmandu. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said that he assumed the office of the Prime Minister with the determination of social justice, good governance and prosperity. While making address while asking for a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives today, he has made it clear that as the Prime Minister, he wants to advance the politics of consensus, cooperation and mutual trust, not prohibition, insults and revenge. He has made it clear that he wants to advance the political tradition of agreement and cooperation, not prohibition, insult or revenge, mentioning that he stood with self-acceptance and self-reflection. He made it clear that from the experience of the past two times, there is no room for making any mistakes this time. The newly appointed Chief Minister of Bagmati Province, Saligram Jamkatil, has taken the oath of office and secrecy today. Province Chief Yadav Kumar Sharma administered the oath to Jamkatil at 9:40 a.m. Province Chief Sharma appointed Jagannath Thapalia, the CPN-UML Parliamentary Party Leader, and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Parliamentary Party Leader Uddhav Thapa as ministers on the recommendation of the Chief Minister. The province chief administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed two ministers as well. Thapalia has been given the responsibility of the Ministry of Economic Affairs and Planning, while Thapa has been assigned the minister without portfolio. The chief minister will himself look after 13 out of 14 ministries in the Bagmati provincial government until the present council of ministers is expanded. The newly appointed chief minister Jamkatil is elected to the province assembly from electoral constituency number 1-1 of Dhading. The joint exercise conducted between Nepali Army and US Army has begun at Chauni in Kathmandu. According to the Nepali Army, the 12th edition of the joint exercise has the participation of 35 Army personnel from the Nepali Army and 19 from the US Army. Nepali Army has informed the exercise will go through February 3rd this year and will be held in Nagarkot as well. The joint exercise will focus on search and rescue operations during disasters. Meanwhile, in view of the early preparedness for the untoward incidents relating to the cable car, the Nepali Army recently practiced rescue operations. Nepali Army's Directorate of Public Relations and Information said the Nepali Army, in collaboration with Chandragiri Hills Limited, conducted the rescue operation in a cable car in Chandragiri of Kathmandu yesterday. According to Brigadier General and Director of Disaster Management, Dr. Padam Bahadur Buda, participants in the rescue simulation included military officers from Sri No. 1 Disaster Management Battalion and Yuddha Bhairav Battalion. The government has announced a public holiday on Paus 27 or January 11th on the occasion of the Prithvi Jayanti. According to the Minister without Portfolio Rajendra Rai, a meeting of the Council of Ministers held last evening took a decision to give a public holiday on Paus 27th. In a press release issued today by the Ministry of Home Affairs, it has been decided to give a public holiday to Nepalese embassies and diplomatic missions across Nepal and abroad. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 17 people have been killed in clashes in southern Peru after protest demanding early elections and the release of jailed former president Pedro Castillo resumed. Peru's Human Rights Office yesterday said that dead in the city of Zulica, where protesters were attempting to take control of the airport, including two teenagers. It was the highest death toll since the unrest began in early December, following Castillo's removal and arrest in the wake of a widely condemned attempt to dissolve Congress and head off his own impeachment. Castillo is serving 18 months of pre-trial detention on charges of rebellion, which he denies. Nationwide protests were reported in about 13% of Peru's provinces yesterday, many of them consisting of roadblocks making it impossible for truckers to deliver products to market. The Inter-American Commission on Human Rights said it would conduct a visit to Peru from tomorrow till Friday, traveling to Lima and other cities to evaluate the situation. Myanmar has jailed 112 people, including 12 children, from the minority Rohingya after they were caught attempting to leave the country. Citing local police, the state-run Global New Light of Myanmar reported yesterday that the court in Bagole in the southern Arawadi region of Myanmar sentenced the group on January 6th. The mostly Rohingya Muslim are denied citizenship and other basic rights in Buddhist-majority Myanmar, which claims they are illegal migrants from South Asia. Hundreds of thousands fled the country for neighboring Bangladesh in 2017 after a brutal crackdown by military that is now the subject of an international genocide trial. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says the number of Rohingya undertaking such journeys increased sixfold last year compared to with 2021. Officials in Santa Barbara County, California, have issued an immediate evacuation order for the waterlogged city of Montecito as torrential rains and high winds continue to batter the west coast of the United States. Nearly 10,000 people are said to be displaced in and around the wealthy coastal enclave nestled between the Pacific Ocean and surrounding hilly areas. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown explained yesterday that the decision to evacuate was based on the continuing high rate of rainfall. California is under a federal state of emergency as a series of atmospheric rivers slams the state, delivering high-intensity plumes of precipitation to a region vulnerable to years of drought. The order to evacuate Montecito comes nearly 5 years after heavy rainfall triggered a deadly mudslide in the city in 2018. Climate change has increased the intensity and frequency of burns in the western U.S., and Montecito has likewise seen a series of blazes in recent years. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, there is an influence of the western low pressure system over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is 4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 20.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda seeking a vote of confidence today. Chief Minister of Bagmati Province Saligram Jamkatil sworn in. And at least 17 people dead in anti-government protest in southern Peru. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.